The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hello, Diana.
Hey, Nate.
How are you?
I'm okay.
That's good.
That was convincing, huh?
I'm okay.
I'm so weirded out by my voice because, like, I can hear it.
Yeah, so can I.
But I definitely sound a lot cooler, like, in my ears. And I know I sound, because I heard myself on the radio one time.
Right.
And I heard myself on the podcast, too. I'm like, who the fuck is that, like, 15-year-old boy speaking? I'm like, oh, that's me. This is awkward.
Well, as a lesbian, isn't that sort of the appealing thing?
I don't know, dude. So with my new job, with my promotion, like, I have to, like, dress nicer, right? I have to be, like, into fashion and shit.
And by the way, congratulations on the new gig.
Thank you. So if anyone's in the Roseville area and want, like, women's shoes, go to Nordstrom. I think that's okay for me to say. Cause
I don't care if you say it on the show.
Okay. But I'm, like, thinking, like, I got recognized the other day. Anyway, so I have to be, like, fashion forward. That's a whole nother story. But I have to be, like, fashion forward, right? And I'm not.
Right.
I know what looks good on other people. I know, like, but, like, for me personally, like, I just don't like being reminded of the fact that I'm not a mannequin. So I hate shopping.
Let me try this on you. When you look at yourself in the mirror, don't look at your head.
The fuck?
What? No. When you put on clothes,
yeah,
just concentrate on neck down so that you're only looking at your body and how the clothes fit your body.
Yeah, I don't like my body.
Oh, well then.
That sounds like I have a lot of personal issues.
Make believe it's somebody else's body then.
Well, no, because I see something on a mannequin. I'm like, damn, that's hella cute. And then I'm like, I put it on. And I'm like, that's not what it should look like. But then I know, because I'm also, maybe it's like a personality thing too. Like, I have to be comfortable because I feel like I like to maneuver, like, move around.
Right.
So if I'm not wearing something where I can, like, maneuver and I'm not very comfortable. And so, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, should I start dressing more femme or should I, like, go, like, more androgynous, butchy? And then.
So when you say move around, do you need to, like, break down and do a kata in the middle of work or something like that?
I'm supposed to do a windmill and a flare. I'm basically supposed to break dance.
Okay.
While people are putting on shoes. They get a show and shoes. But no, cause I work in the back room. So like, well, the first couple of days, but then like you would have to get shoes for people and you're like running up and down the stairs. So like, I don't want to wear heels.
Right.
But then again, I want to like feel good. So I'm just kind of like, I don't know how to dress. And then my coworker's like, why don't you just like mix it up so you can like confuse everyone? Like,
here's what I think you need to do. And this is just find a girlfriend. not like girlfriend, but just like a female friend who loves the shit out of shopping and who wants nothing more than to dress you and make you her mannequin, so
yeah,
to speak.
Yeah, no, I did have a friend, but then she moved and I was like, now I have to recruit another one.
That's what you need, somebody to go along with you and go, here, try these. This is going to look great. No, you look good. And to talk you out of this, when you get into that weird headspace, when you're like, nothing looks good. To be like, no, you're being ridiculous now.
Yeah,
that looks fantastic. That's what you need.
That is what
I
need.
Or you need a sassy gay friend.
That's true. Oh, and I did have one. Like, I like his style. Maybe I'll message him and see, like, if he... But then the problem is, because I have, like, really good taste, and so everything's really expensive.
Right.
And that's... I just don't have the budget for it. I don't know. I just had, like, a little breakdown today. I was like, I don't know who I am because I don't know how to dress. I was like, the fuck is this? That's the worst, like, materialistic, like, mentality. But, I mean, I don't know why I was. Yeah, so I'm, like, in this weird headspace because I'm also feeling like I'm getting older. I should know how to dress. I feel like I should know how I want to project myself into the world, even though I don't. You know, it's not important. Of course, like, you know, it's all about personality, but no, it's not.
Diana, this is the other voice in your head.
Why does it sound like a man?
Because you're a lesbian. Stop thinking so fucking much and just do it. You're overthinking shit.
I am overthinking shit.
Listen to the other voice in your head. Quit overthinking shit. So I think that pretty much... See, I knew the answer was within you. And there it is.
My voice just had to, like, tell me and sounds just like Nate.
Sometimes the first voice in your head is just a dumb fucker. And I think that goes for everybody.
Did you just call me a dumb fucker?
No, I called everybody a dumb fucker, including me.
That's true.
That voice in your head, that voice of self-doubt, that little voice that was implanted in there when you were a kid by either another kid who said something or a parent who said something, and then it's just that place where we all go to that weird self-doubt about something, and we're all self-conscious about that one thing that we notice that nobody else fucking notices. But you know it's there, and it's like, no, everybody sees it. Everybody sees it. And like, no, nobody fucking sees it. You're crazy. No, everybody sees it. And we all have that.
Yeah.
But we all have to go past that, past the moron guard gatekeeper voice in our head, back to the other part that goes, no, that one's an idiot. So, yeah.
Very good point.
I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, I do appreciate that. That's a very good point. Very good point.
That's what I'm here for. Yeah. That into podcast. But here's the other thing you could do. Sometimes the best thing about shopping is shopping online. And if you're going to do that and you're going to go to Amazon, go to NateDarlingShow.com first, click the Shop Amazon tab, and then go to town. You can find fashions galore.
Yeah, retail.
At discount prices. They're delivered right to your house. You try them on in your house under your lighting, not those weird fucked out lights at the store that they have. Have them delivered right to you, and Amazon has a really cool, very easy return policy. It's super clean, super swift, super easy. And if you're a Prime member, two-day shipping is free. So there's that.
See, done. And retail therapy is a thing, so everyone should do that. I actually told my friend about that the other day, because she, for some reason, can't listen to the podcast, but then I gave her, told her, because she tries to listen to it on her phone, but her phone's jacked, but she's getting another phone.
Okay.
She didn't believe me. Basically, she has an iPhone.
Well, there's a problem right
there. Yeah, and she's like...
Well, we're on iTunes.
Yeah, but she, like, her iTunes was weird. Her phone itself, like, she's in Vegas right now. Okay. She can only... She has to walk 5 blocks away from her hotel for her phone to work. But her husband's phone works perfectly fine. Everyone else's phone works fine, except for hers. And she didn't believe me when I told her phone was jacked. But anyway, she was talking about that and, like, how easy it is to shop on Amazon. I was like, well, it's already easy. Here's another feature
and
that's
going
to help out.
Once you click the Shop Amazon tab, bookmark that page and just keep going back to that bookmark. You don't even have to go back to our site.
Yeah.
So it's super easy. And thank you, everybody, who's already doing that. And it, as the holiday season is coming up and you got gifts and you're here and you're there, the cool thing, my dad lives on the East Coast and I'm flying back. I'm spending a pile of money to go back. But when I buy a gift for him, I'm going to buy it on Amazon because they gift wrap.
Ooh.
So when I get there, there'll be a box from Amazon that I will open up, and inside the box will be another gift wrapped box. So when I land in Vermont at 10:30 in the morning on Christmas Eve, I don't have to worry about wrapping my dad's gifts. They're going to already be there. They're already going to be wrapped, and just got to stick them under the tree and go to town. So Amazon is fantastic for the holidays that way. And the other thing is, like, Amazon Prime Video is getting crazy good. With different things. They've got experimental shows. Jay Chandrasekhar has a sitcom that he did with Sarah Chalk. It's called Really. And if you have Amazon Prime, you can watch it. And if enough people give it 5 stars, they'll do a whole run of that series. And it's a fantastic series. So check that out.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
What is what?
The series you're talking about?
It's they've only done a pilot.
So it's only on Amazon,
Amazon.
So it's like Orange is the New Black for Netflix kind
of
deal.
Sort of. But Amazon is doing this thing. They've made a bunch of pilots, and basically the people get to decide what's good. And the shows that get the most positive reviews are the ones that they're going to make extra episodes of. And that's just one that I saw, and I was like...
such a tease, though.
I was like, damn it, I want to see more.
Yeah, but like, what if you like it and no one else does?
Well,
because that happens a lot to me because I like weird shit.
Then you get to enjoy a really short movie. That's how you got to look at it. And go, that was a fantastic short movie. I was in and out in like 25 minutes.
That's
oh my God. It was so cool.
I will give you props for that. That's a very, very valid point.
Okay. Now you're having your own wardrobe issue. But this story came out and it doesn't even seem real, but apparently, there is a young woman.
Did you check other sources? Because I was tempted to check other sources to see if this shit was actually real.
It's on Gawker too.
So does that mean that's real?
It doesn't necessarily mean it's real, but...
because I just, I can't, I'm having a hard time accepting this.
Right.
So, like, it showed up on my Facebook, and, you know, if it's on Facebook, it's, like, potentially real.
Right.
Like, 75%. And then, because, you know, someone might post a article from The Onion, and I just, like, don't look at it till later. I'm like, oh, shit, it's from The Onion, never mind.
Right.
But this one, like, seemed legit. So when I sent it to you, hoping you would give me your feedback and opinion whether this is, because I can't, I'm still not understanding it.
Well, it got picked up by the Daily Mail, too. And the Daily Mail in England, their headline is "Fake or Freak? Woman 21 claims to have paid $20,000 to surgically add a third breast in her desperate bid to become a reality star." And it's a different photo. She has a different photo in the Daily Mirror. It's one in a bikini.
Oh, she actually has a bikini one?
A three...
Without the shirt?
Yes, a three-boobed bikini. It's, I don't think it's real.
I don't think it's real. It says it's a Florida woman.
Well, yeah. There's video, too. Hold on. Let me play the video.
Oh, U.S. Magazine is showing it.
Oh, it's her
Us
YouTube.
Weekly. Oh, she's on YouTube?
Yeah, it's just a YouTube video of her in her bikini. But she's not saying anything. She's just holding
That's probably a good thing.
She's just holding her phone.
Is it that picture?
That's the one.
That's not. It looks weird. But then her whole thing, my favorite.
It looks, the three-breasted girl looks weird.
It's a 21-year-old Florida woman,
right?
But and each story is talking about how it claims,
right?
She claims that this procedure was done. Nothing's actually been verified,
right? Well, either way, whether it's a makeup job, if it's a makeup job, whoever did a really good job, because it looks really attached. It looks like she's got the two different cleavages.
I don't get her face either. She just doesn't.
She looks a little like Katy Perry.
No, she looks more like Snooki.
Well, she looks like Snooki and Katy Perry combined.
No, she straight up looks like Snooki.
No, she there's a
Katy
little
Katy Perry's kind of prettier.
Well, there's a little Katy Perry in her. There's a little Katy Perry in everybody, Diana.
There's a lot of Katy Perry in me. I mean, I wish. But there's Katy Perry. Oh, who was I talking to? I totally forgot what I was going to say. Never mind. We're just going to ignore that because I totally forgot what I was point of.
She's
that.
Apparently hired a camera crew to follow her around Tampa to document her struggles as she's facing as a three-breasted woman. I have a friend who lives in Tampa, and I am going to put him on this story because he loves boobs.
I just don't understand.
See, now, while the procedure is possible, surgeons are barred from carrying out any operation that could be harmful to, quote, human dignity, unquote. The ethical code outlined by the American Board of Plastic Surgeons dictates that the principled objective of the medical profession is to render services to humanity with full respect for human dignity. Cosmetic surgeons are under strict guidelines to solely enhance the norm of the patient's body. However, this woman claims that she found a surgeon who agreed to carry out the unusual operation on the grounds that she kept their name a secret. Listen, there are plenty of weird fly-by-night people that do stuff where you hear about them injecting silicone caulking into people's butts, and then they have all these horrible diseases. She's a massage therapist, too. Everything about this story says fake to me.
Right, but it's been generating a lot of attention. But my favorite is that she got the quote. I got it because I wanted to make myself unattractive to men.
Right, that
because
was one.
I don't want to date anymore.
Well, I don't know that worked because it's there's a freak factor there, but it's not terrible. I don't think more boobies is a bad thing.
I think that's the opposite. But then she's just like, I don't want to seem, you're screaming attention. And then the article that I sent you, I think is that one. It was talking about the psychology behind it. Like, this girl obviously needs help.
Well, yeah.
No kidding. A lot of help.
A consultant plastic surgeon for BuzzFeed is quoted as saying, "This is a clear case of a patient who should not have had surgery performed on her. Someone making this kind of request may have had body dysmorphia disorder or not have thought through the long-term consequences of such a surgery. She will now be scarred for life and may have benefited from a psychological evaluation rather than surgery. Additionally, the actions of the surgeon are unethical, and they have acted in a way where no reasonable plastic surgeon would." So I think it's phony. I really do. I mean, it's nice that she's got perfectly made bikini tops and bras. I mean, you know how hard it is to find a bra that fits. Imagine you had a boob in the middle. Right?
She's just wearing like bikinis all the time. I'm just like not understanding this.
With an extra triangle of material. It's all very strange. I think it's bullshit.
It has to be bullshit. I mean, because she said this thing was, what day is it today?
It's as we record this, it is Monday the 22nd.
Supposedly, on Wednesday, she posted up saying that she's going to be on Inside Edition tonight.
It doesn't mean it's real.
So, I mean, if anyone has any inside story on this, I don't know if I should even like entertain this anymore.
But
I'm so curious. Like, I kind of want to have a conversation with her. I would love to interview her and be like, the fuck.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much where I'm going to start. I'm literally going to just look at her and say, the fuck, and then take notes. Cause you can't have a conversation with this person. A rational conversation, at least. You would just stare at each other.
Well, I don't know.
I just stare at her boobs being like, I don't get it. Not in like a perverted, like, oh, lesbians are confused. Oh, yeah, this was weird. Oh, I shouldn't say it because it was kind of a joke and I felt bad.
Oh, hold on. I'm searching around. Fox 411 talked to Inside Edition and they told us that they are not interviewing her and she's not on the schedule that gets sent out with other Kimmel guests either. But Jimmy Kimmel is famous for online pranks, including a viral video called The Worst Twerk Fail Ever.
Oh, I remember that.
So listen, if this is a makeup job, this is a full-on high-quality Hollywood makeup job. So this could be a Jimmy Kimmel move.
That would make a lot more
sense. This could be a Jimmy Kimmel move. But
I wonder whose face, like, she made a lot of money by doing that. But then is she going to be able to get a job after this? She probably wants to be an actress. Because that face is obviously, like, I don't know. It's not like they took Katy Perry's face and Snooki's face and mushed it together and was like, here's this random 21-year-old from Florida who doesn't even exist. It's a real person.
No, she's probably an actress.
But see, that should have came out, too, already.
Well, no. But when they did The Worst Twerk Fail Ever, it was a stunt woman.
See, I don't understand. They can. We have people hacking iClouds that can get like naked pictures of Gabrielle Union, but we can't figure out the identity of certain people.
So Gabrielle Union was the one you went looking for?
No, I haven't had time. I mean, I respect people's privacy. That's rude. I respect people's privacy. I don't do that. I'm not.
So you don't want to see Jennifer Lawrence's boobs? Is that what you're telling me?
Okay, that happened by accident.
So you did see them.
I that happened by accident, okay?
They're lovely, aren't they?
She's a very lovely person.
Mm-hmm. Inside and out, yes.
Yes, and underneath it all. But I just, I respect people's privacy. I don't go searching. Because I feel like a creeper, too, when I do that. Because I'm like, I wasn't invited to this. I wasn't invited. I don't feel like, I mean, you know, if people that, I don't personally watch porn, but if I were to, that's a little different because you're invited to that in a sense because the video was made for the public eye. But something like this, that was an intimate thing and stuff like that, you weren't invited to that.
Right.
You shouldn't impede on that. And I don't.
Did you say you shouldn't beat on that?
I said impede.
Because you know there were guys doing that.
Oh, I know, and it's creepy. I don't know. I think I've been going through like a weird thing with guys lately, and it's just like guys kind of. I mean, no offense, guys just creep me out a lot.
Well, that's okay. You're not interested, and that's fine.
Yeah, but it's like one thing. Like sometimes I'll be hanging out with a guy. I'm like, oh, like you're really cool. Like you're a friend, and then it just gets weird. I'm just like, why did you have to say that? It's really inappropriate. You should not have said that. I'm still a person.
How old are these guys you're hanging out with that are saying these things?
They range from, Wait, the inappropriate ones are like late 20s,
okay,
early 30s.
Hmm. That's the age when you should start to know better.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, I look at them like, we were friends, and then you did that, and that was really inappropriate. Just because I'm gay doesn't mean, like, I will fuck you, and I can, like, that's the thing that bothers me. They're like, oh, threesome, that kind of stuff. I'm like, no,
oh,
dude.
Oh, okay.
That's not what it is. First of all, we're not together, okay? Like, that's never, I don't know. It's, like, a weird thing. It's sometimes they make comments that are very, like, inappropriate and misogynist. I'm like, I'm still a human being. I still like to treat other people as human beings. You shouldn't be saying that kind of stuff.
So is what's happening that they're going, oh, Diana's a lesbian, so I can talk to Diana like one of the guys, but in fact, you're still a very sensitive, earthy flower petals on the floor girl.
I think there's a difference when, like, talking to someone like, quote unquote, one of the guys, and like using me as, like, you would never go up to one of your guy friends and be like, hey, dude, like, we should totally hook up for fun.
No,
right?
Because I'm straight.
Yeah, but it's still a thing. Like, if you're going to treat someone like that, like, you put on an equal, like, it's like just because I'm gay, they think they want to talk to me like one of the guys, but they do it.
But they still can't get over the fact that you got boobs and a vagina.
Exactly. And it's still like, that has nothing to do with me being sensitive. It's about them just, in my opinion, it's about them not knowing to draw the line and just be a person. Like, you don't, because to objectify a human being, especially to their face, is not cool.
Right.
So there's a difference. I feel like once you're older, like, sometimes randomly, especially when alcohol's involved, they turn into, like, 15-year-old boys. That's the thing that bothers me.
Well, yeah, if there's a lot of alcohol involved, look, that's going to happen. That's,
and I'm just, it's,
look, you put alcohol, I mean, there's a t-shirt that I've seen that says, instant asshole, just add alcohol. And that is a very true shirt. Everybody, when you drink alcohol, your inhibitions are lowered. Sometimes that turns you into slut. Sometimes that turns you into a babbling idiot. That says a lot of things. I just become really super friendly. And I love everybody until you piss me off.
No, yeah, that's what I like to think too. But then I don't know. I think now that I'm getting, I don't know what it is. I just can't handle really drunk people anymore.
You know what that is? You've gone over 25.
Is that?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. At a certain point, you're just like, I am done with this fucking nonsense.
I don't know.
I am
there was
done.
This girl that I met, and like I was like, oh, she's really cute, and we were talking, and I said, she was like, oh yeah, it's my Friday night. I'm like, oh, like, what are you gonna do? And she was like, oh, I can't really do anything. I'm 19. I know.
Hi, Diana.
Fuck off, Nate. Fuck off.
I can't really do anything because I'm only 19.
Fuck off, Nate.
I mean, I really like to.
Fuck you. But something then, like it's like I'm feeling older, and then I like I'm just like, wait a second, am I just what am I putting out in the universe to be like attracting this right now? I just need to stop, and I just.
I'm really hot for you.
I hate you so. I hate you so much. I hate everything about you right now.
Maybe we could go to the bar that doesn't have alcohol. Maybe we could go to Chili's and just hang out. How about that? Let's just hang out in Chili's and talk, okay?
You suck. Oh, my God. You're such a dick.
So, I mean, you know, that is an option. You should have gone with her to Chili's.
I hate you so much. Why not Applebee's? It's your friendly neighborhood restaurant. The fuck that is.
Well, no. Apparently, once you get past 10 o'clock, it's Club B's in a lot of places. They've decided to turn Applebee's into a nightclub.
Do they really call it Club B's?
They do.
I
in some
Dallas,
places, they do, yes.
They do that in Dallas or some shit. Like, someone was telling me that.
Yeah, my friend would go out to, in San Luis Obispo, same thing, and when he lived in Palm Desert, it was the same thing. Thursday, it was specifically started, like, on Thursdays. It was Club B's. And it was,
I
like,
don't know
after
how to feel about that.
Oh, I do. Disgusted.
I, like, because I almost went one time when I was, where were we? I think we were in, like, New Mexico, and I think there was, like, an Applebee's, like, across the street. We got hella late, and we were like, because we were thinking about going to get a drink, but then they're like, yeah, Applebee's is next door, and we're like, the fuck? No, that's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
But then we wanted to, but we were too tired because that's an experience. Because how many people have you met that are like, yeah, I partied at Club B's?
A couple. When you live in a small town, sometimes that's the only option. Or if you want to party with a 19-year-old.
Oh my God, fuck off.
It's true. It's,
I hate it, that. I see, that's why another thing I'm like, maybe I should start dressing older and better, because maybe I would like start attracting people my age. Because someone told me, they're like, yeah, you look like you're 19. Like you're 18, 19.
That could be it, yeah.
And it's really uncomfortable for me. Mm. Really uncomfortable. Because I am grown. Kind of.
Kind of grown. All right. Let's get to the end of this. Let's have a bitches preach for this show. You got anything for us? Anything?
I was actually just gonna ask you.
Nothing.
I thought I was actually going to ask you about this. Is what I was going to ask you. So the
sure.
air for the air sex thing.
Yes,
they tweeted us.
Yes, they did.
And they were they like not happy. Like they were like, yeah, you got it wrong. You should come to a festival. We're like, I read it. And I was like, I didn't have time to respond, but I was kind of confused. I was like, what did we get wrong?
I replied. I said, thanks for listening. Because here's the thing. I don't really care what the air sex people have to say. It's supposed to be comedy. It's one of those concept comedy things to which I say, you know who does concept comedy? People who aren't funny. How about that? If your comedy is just a concept, how about you just try being funny? Okay? How about that? How about that? Here's your sign. You know you're a redneck if you need a gimmick.
Do I have a gimmick? I'm gonna have a gimmick. Asian redneck. We'll make that a thing.
Asian redneck.
I mean, yeah, I appreciate the listener. I'm just very confused about what I missed out on, because I think we did acknowledge that this was probably a comedic thing.
Yeah, we did. We talked about it being a comedic thing. We didn't treat it with the reverence that it obviously deserves. So, sorry, air sex.
I just thought it was so funny to actually listen to it. I'm like, how did you even get a hold of our podcast? Did it
Air Sex.
No, but did you like hashtag Air Sex? Because that's what, like, or do they just, are they sitting there being like, anytime Air Sex comes up?
Yeah, they're searching themselves on Twitter all the time.
Interesting.
For any mention of themselves.
I think I got a couple followers from that. So, thanks. I appreciate that. I was just really confused by it.
No.
Honestly,
I haven't seen the Air Sex thing. It might be hilarious. We obviously don't know. We saw something that was a little bit odd. we locked Kareem out.
Okay. It could also be like, like baseball for me. It wasn't fun. I don't like watching it on TV. I went to a baseball game. It was a lot of fun. That could be probably what they were trying to say. Like, come to a show. It could be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
There could be a lot of, and alcohol does make a lot of things better. That's
true.
Probably what it is.
And they were in Oakland, but we missed that. So.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. All right. That's going to do it for that's the Well Hung Podcast. Everybody, have a great week. Diana and I will be back next week with another fresh new show for you. But we have to go let Kareem in so we can record the Nate Darling show.
Hell yeah.
Black man is locked out.
Wow.
I know.
He said it, not me. But it is the
literally
show.
That's true right
that's
now.
That's
so
literally what just happened.
We have to go let him in. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.